It's the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coaches Corner from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
And good morning, everybody. This is John Dinkins and Phil Dye taking, of course, the first hour. Appreciate him and Brian, and Brian will be back later with some more interviews as well. But we've got Dean Darnell, the head coach of the Laverne Wolverines, here with us today. And, Coach, good to have you back. And it's been a long time, and last year a very good year, very solid year, good year. A lot of seniors.
A lot of seniors.
So now we go back to the drawing board.
We do.
And I think, though, with seniors, at least you have the ability to play some at times, some of these kids that are coming back for you.
Well, in 20 years, we had the unusual situation is from day our lineup, game one was our lineup, game 31. So it didn't change. I mean, we got comfortable in a lineup, and, you know, and it was working, and we stuck with it. And that typically doesn't happen. So I don't expect that to happen this year. We're going to have to mix and match and kind of see what works, from that perspective. So,
well, you got off to a great start last year, and it was there were so many games. In fact, we covered two or three of your games where it just one pitch or one little thing would have turned the tide for you and that season. I don't think you think that's a disappointment. I just think that's some maybe the breaks of the game.
That's baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, our district, you got to bring your A game every day. And it doesn't matter who you're playing, but you got to play quality baseball in District 7 day in, day out. And, you know, if you don't, that things like that are going to happen to you. So,
we had the privilege of doing at least two or three of your games last year. Tell me a little bit about the team that you're going to put together this year. And I know it always starts with pitching. It's my philosophy. It starts with pitching. And where are you in that respect? And some people maybe can mention some people that you feel like are going to be big contributors to you.
As far as kind of our district pitching right now, I mean, we're looking at Mitchell Lovell, who is a senior, Chris Johnson, a junior, are probably the two guys we're going with district game-wise. And, Chris has thrown for us since his freshman year and, you know, always given us quality innings, also a middle infielder. Mitchell's also a middle infielder. So, you know, we got to balance how much we use their arm with practice and playing. And so, you know, that's a difficult balance to do. Jake Hammond, who will also give us some time on the mound, probably in the district. Kenny Broker is coming off arm surgery from his freshman year and, you know, has really battled back over the last 2 years. And every time he has thrown this spring, he's gotten better. So, we look for some good things from him. And then we've got some young kids coming up. So, We are going to have some inexperience, but we feel like we've got a chance to put some quality arms out there. But the inexperience, we're gonna some of our pitchers will kind of be learning as they go. But so far in the four scrimmages, we've seen some positive things.
Well, we talk about it being mental too. When you got young kids on the mound, some improve, some get improve in that area faster than others. Is that kind of way you do it? You just kind of throw them out there and see who responds?
Right. I think throwing them into the fire because, you can inter squad, you can throw in the bullpen, but until the lights are on and somebody's standing in that box with Oakland or Riverdale or Siegel or Smyrna on that chest, I mean, it's totally different then. I mean, you want your best competitor on the mound, and, and some guys it brings it out in them, and, others. You got to kind of go back to the drawing board. But, I know that not yesterday, but the Friday before, we scrimmaged Coffee County, and our pitchers threw really, really well. We scrimmaged Columbia last night. It's kind of a mixed bag. You know, we struggled with command the zone at times, but then, all of a sudden we'd have, three innings in a row where we were pretty good. So it's just it's, right now we're searching for just consistency. And I think that will come the more we play and the weather gets better. And, it's that's just kind of part of the process with a younger team.
Well, it sounds like your starting pitching is in decent shape for the district, and with the names you mentioned, because I remember Chris for sure. And you've gone back to the format of two-game series, is that not right?
Yes, sir.
And so that's got to help a little bit, I think, a young team. Do you would that be right?
I think so. You know, that in a three-game series, you're not just throwing three pitchers. I mean, you're probably throwing somewhere between four to five pitchers. And, you know, trying to find that a middle relief guy, some guy that can close it down. And, you know, in a three-game series, it's a lot like college and, you know, the professional game. In that respect, with a two-game series, I mean, you can make it with three pitchers. You can even make it with two pitchers, you know, if they throw really well. So from that aspect of it, you know, it helps with the inexperienced pitching staff in that respect.
You mentioned that they're both middle infielders, your two top starters, and they're going to have to – I think that's the hardest thing for a coach in high school baseball is to figure out how – who comes in, who steps in to play. Now, there's some personnel that you've looked at, and hitting the ball is, you know, we talk about pitching, but you've got to have some hitters. And who you've got returning, and who are you looking forward to maybe stepping in?
We're returning two everyday players with varsity experience, Mario Diaz behind the plate. And
he's a good one.
Yeah.
He's a very good one.
He is. And we've been very fortunate to have him. He's probably the most instinctive catcher I've ever coached, and Chris Johnson played second base for us, you know, pretty much the entire year last year. So those are our, you know, kind of two veteran guys. Excuse me. We had Jake Hammonds at shortstop, who's also going to have time on the mound, and then Mitchell Lovell's also a middle infielder. So all three of them pitch. So it's, you know, we're going to try to rotate them, and you know, hopefully that'll work out for us. Our corner guys, we're really excited. We've got a sophomore first baseman, Jason Alves, that we think has a chance to really be a good player. Shown some signs of being able to swing the bat and kind of handle hitting in the middle of the order. Tyler Jones, third base, is going to, you know, kind of be middle to six, seven holes somewhere in there. And, you know, so we feel like infield-wise that we've got a chance to be pretty good defensively on the infield. We lost all three of our outfielders last year, so, you know, we feel like we've got some good athletes in the outfield, but they are inexperienced. And our outfielders are Kalani Porto and Baylor Stillman, who will move between center and right. Same thing with Kalani, Dylan Linville, Alex Gunn, and Alex Gaston. We're trying to kind of figure out the right combination and, you know, kind of where to hit them.
It's I know this is going to be probably a silly question to a coach because we all want to, you know, have our best unit and have an experienced team out there. But in some respects with baseball, it's kind of fun to watch them mature, isn't it? I mean, I don't know that there's added pressure. I don't know. You had such a senior-laden team, and I think the expectations were a little higher, but I know you have high expectations for every year you go out there, but at the same time, I think it makes for a good feeling, and it's such a long, there's so many games, that it gives you a little satisfaction to see somebody really advance and get to that point of maturity and really hitting the ball or pitching the ball, whatever they're doing.
Right, it is. I mean, that's one of the joys of coaching is, you know, did you see this little 100-pound freshman come in and, you know, scared of the shadow and, you know, he's getting so much thrown in him that first year that his head is spinning, and then he kind of starts to get it, and you see it more as a sophomore, and, you know, and then he physically starts to grow in his junior and senior year. So, I mean, that's nice to see a kid develop, because during the springtime we're probably with them more than they're with their family. So you become real attached to them, and it is. I mean, it's kind of the fun part of coaching is seeing a kid progress and develop and get better and also mature, too, just as a person, maturing as a baseball player, you know, understanding more situations in the game. And, you know, that's a fun process to watch.
Weather's been a problem. I mean, it's been the worst winter I think I can remember in terms of temperature. Hadn't gotten a lot better this spring. What have you guys been doing to try to overcome the weather?
Just fighting through it. A lot of tarp pulls. And you just deal with it. I mean, that's one of the things that, unfortunately, we start playing baseball in the wintertime in Tennessee. So, and a lot of people don't realize it. But a lot of it is just an acclimation. You know, in December, if it's 35 degrees, I'm cold. But in February, if it's 35 degrees and sunny, you look at it as a great day. You know, if the wind's not blowing you, hey, we can get out on the field today. So it's just kind of a different perspective. I guess it's all relative to the situation. But, our field has done decent as far as the handling the weather. And, we've probably been in a few more days than we wanted to be, just like everybody else. But, we've gotten our scrimmages in. We've gotten, a good bit of time on the field. So, we've fought it. It's not been ideal, but, that's just part of coaching baseball in Tennessee.
We're talking to Dean Darnell, the head coach of the Laverne Wolverines. You guys have a really good facility out there at Laverne, and the fan support's really, really good. Over the course of the year, I guess you're going to see some ups and downs, I would take it. I know I hope you don't, but I guess you're kind of prepared for that, maybe.
No, we expect that. There's going to be a learning curve with some of our guys and, just learning from your experiences. We're going to do some things wrong, but the only thing that we ask our guys to just, play the next pitch. Don't get called, and if you've done something good or if you've done something bad, it's be in the next pitch. And, if we can do that and just, keep that good vibe, positive vibe of just continually trying to get better every day. I mean, we're going to take our bumps here and there, but, I expect we can have a successful season. Now, what that entails in our district, who knows, because our district is really tough.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I know Riverdale is usually strong, and Oakland's going to get better, and they're going to be strong. I could go on and on. And I think the good thing about the two-game series is at least you can start your top pitchers in a battle and not have to worry about that third game. And I noticed in the last two or three years, I don't know how you feel about it, but it seemed like the third game was a thumper game. You could go either way. It could be some long days and a long day and long innings in that third game.
Yeah, it can, but it seemed like a lot of times that third game ended up being a one-run game, whether it's 3-2 or 7-6. And that was always because you would think common sense would tell you, well, that, everybody's throwing down in their rotation, so it's kind of going to be a little more high scoring. But it wasn't always the case.
And it's there you go. It's baseball.
Right. You can't predict it. And, that's what's fun about the game is every day you show up, you don't know what you're going to get. You're going to learn something.
Well, good luck to you this year. I know that they're well-coached. They're going to learn, and you're going to be in those games. And it's hard to learn under that district, but you've been there before. You've been there. You've seen the lows and the highs. I think a successful season is not out of the question for Laverne Wolverines.
Okay, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Dean, thank you very much, and good luck this year. We'll see you probably in about the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to have to, or the season will be over. You'll already have 30 games under your belt by that time, right?
Right.
All right.
Look forward to it.
Dean Darnell, the head coach of Laverne Wolverines, and we will come back. We'll be talking to Matt Hawks, the head coach of the Oakland Patriots. Stay with us. We're listening to the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. It's Baseball Week.